producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's only a matter of time before pediatricians will have to pay for what they have done to your children. It's only a matter of time. And indeed, one pediatrician has acknowledged that time by resigning from the American Association of Pediatrics. Why did he do that? We'll get to that in a moment. We got lots of healing stories today, and some are not so pleasant like this first one, but the acknowledgement of what pediatricians have been doing and what the Pediatrician Association knows is very interesting, and it should cause you pause before you have a pediatrician. Unless we feature that pediatrician on this show, then you know they've been pretty much vetted, and they're okay. They're okay. We'll get to that in a moment. Super Don, you got your ears on?
Indeed I do, sir.
I understand you were knee-deep in a serpentine belt in a minivan. You're so cool.
Arm-deep. Wasn't knee-deep.
Not knee-deep?
Yeah. I've never had to put a serpentine belt on a newer car ever. I remember back in the day, there was one belt for the alternator, and one belt for the air conditioning pump.
Yes.
Now they've got one big belt, and if it goes bad, everything's done.
Everything's done, yeah. And you got to be careful in Louisiana. When a serpentine belt goes bad, there might be voodoo involved.
Yes. Serpentine. Funny.
You know it. Well, listen, you're also saying that it swamped you over because of the rain down there. How have you been able to navigate that? Or, I mean, snakes will come up and maybe, I don't know, climb into a minivan. I just want you to be safe.
I haven't seen any snakes yet, fortunately. But I know they're here. I just haven't seen lots of lizards, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we got lizards all over. We got an abundance of lizards. I mean, I think if anything climate change is doing, it's making it better for lizards.
All the lizards appreciate that.
Too many lizards. Well, let the cat out. The cat will eat them. That's the way to go. Or Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods. He would eat the lizards. He would. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, beginning now for the next couple of hours on GCN and many other places around the world. You can listen in to a broadcast, unadulterated by a pharmaceutical message, because we're all about, well, healing. Health, freedom, and healing liberty. Now, this pediatrician I was referring to, it was reported on the Vaxter site. His name, Dr. Kenneth P. Stoller, MD. Now, I've heard of this guy before. I don't know if I've met him at one of the alternative medicine type conferences over the years. I've met a lot of docs over the years, but this guy has a good reputation for integrity and in doing integrative, more naturally inclined. He's a former pediatrician at UCLA. And he resigned from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Or is it resigning from something else? Because it said that he was a fellow of the AAP for 2 decades. 20 years as a fellow for the AP. And in 2008, he resigned. I mean, this is not like new news, but the way this is coming out now, it's rather interesting. Because what it says is that they knew. The AAP knew. What did they know? They knew that mercury in vaccines can cause autism and other neurological damage. Yet the organization AAP that never met a vaccine that it didn't want to inject into your children refused to make a determined effort to have mercury, that's in the preservative, the marisol, removed from all vaccines. Rather than do that, they engaged in a cover-up to protect the interests of the vaccine makers and pharmaceutical empires. And Dr. Stoller has a website. Do we have that website, Super Don? I don't think I saw it. I want to make sure
I'm trying to find one, but I did find his, looks like his Facebook.
He's got a Facebook page?
Yeah.
Yeah. K.P. Stoller, M.D. in that regard. I mean, yeah, this is a guy, like I said, I'd heard of him before, but it's interesting. I don't remember reading this story because it goes back a ways, but it's starting to make the rounds here. But, you know, what is interesting to me is not so much that this guy resigned from his fellow at AAP. I mean, that's a side story, but the reason why is the big deal. The reason why, because it's a guy that was respected in established medical science, so to speak, you know, inside. What? You find it?
Just dig a little bit, and you find it. His website is www.incurable-me.com.
Okay. Incurable-me.com. Interesting. All right. Maybe we could reach out to this guy sometime, but as I said, this guy's an insider. He was inside. If you're a fellow for two decades in the AAP, you are an insider, right? They respect you. They don't call you a quack, right? They don't say he's a woo medical doctor, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, you know how that goes. And he basically said they knew. And when he found out they knew, he couldn't stand it. He couldn't stomach it. And a man of integrity resigns. Now, back in 2008, if he had spoken out, you know, to the level that, like, a Dr. Bittar did, they probably would have tried to sue him or sick the medical board on him. So I don't know if he became quiet at that moment. But for purposes of our discussion here, as I said, the pediatric community will have to face the consequences of their silence over this issue, their unwillingness to speak up and speak out in defense of the children, in defense of the Hippocratic Oath, of course, first do no harm. If the AAP knew, of course they knew, and many others in the PhD scientific realm knew, as does the CDC know, that the mercury in vaccines, and yes, there were other things in there, but mercury is the worst of the worst, in these vaccines contributes to autism and other neurological degradation diseases at any age, but particularly devastating to these children born since 1991 when they expanded the vaccine schedule, as well as the propaganda that went on from there, and it continues to this day. So a doctor pulls out of AAP, says no more, and yet the AAP is still operating and not having to answer for its crimes. And I do call them crimes against humanity. If you know something like this and you not only don't speak out, but you cover it up and push even harder to speak out against doctors who would dare question the vaccine religion, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. It's not like there aren't other medical groups that question this. The Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, the AAPS, is a great organization within modern medicine. And they have integrity. And I remember years ago asking, what was the guy's name? Huntoon, I think. A doctor who was editor of their journal, the AAPS, and I still get their monthly journal. And I asked him, how is it possible that you guys could have editorialization in your journal on the dangers of vaccination, for instance? And he says, it's this. It's very simple. And I don't remember if you remember this, Super Don. I think I would have had him on talking about this at one of the shows that I did. He said, it's very simple. We do not accept any pharmaceutical drug company advertising in our journal. It was that simple. No money coming from Big Pharma. We have freedom of speech. If you have money coming in the mainstream peer-reviewed journals coming from within Big Pharma, there is no way they will publish anything that poisons the waterhole of poison drugs and vaccines for Big Pharma. In other words, that would reveal it to the larger community, whether it be medical community or whether it be lay professionals reading the peer-reviewed journals, and many do, and look and say, hey, there's a problem here. But you have to dig to journals outside of the so-called big ones, right? And then they can discredit and say, oh, that's just a little ragtag journal. That doesn't count for anything. And it boxes out any legitimate questioning of the scientific establishment, the vaccine establishment, on the dangers of vaccination. So there's somebody I want to reach out to. I don't know if he's got an email available through his website if he wants to comment on it now that this is
I will reach out to him. We'll see if we can get him. He seems like a really interesting guy. It's a great website, actually.
Yeah, very incurable-me.com. Cool. Add that into the mix. This is actually a good vaccine story. Many Americans dubious of flu shots' effectiveness. And it's interesting to note that the older you are, the more trusting you are of the medical establishment. The younger you are, the least trusting you are of the medical establishment. There is hope. There is hope among the millennial generation that they're seeing through the lies that their parents and grandparents did not see through. Fewer than half of Americans strongly believe that the flu shot will help them avoid the illness, and one-third don't believe it will protect them at all, according to a new survey, a Harris Poll survey. And it turned up so many flu shot doubters. Good Lord, they're freaking out. They are freaking out because their messaging on vaccinations being immunization is not landing. And there's a guy, this is a funny name, Dr. Len Horowitz. No, Horowitz, I'm sorry. I remember Len Horowitz.
What's so funny about Horowitz?
Well, because Len Horowitz is the doctor that came out and said, you know, AIDS was purposefully invented, HIV was purposely, right?
It's an inside baseball joke.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But no, Len Horowitz, a pulmonary specialist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, says, why wouldn't anyone or everyone want as much protection as possible, right? 60%, 70% guarantee of protection. What? What kind of lies is this Horowitz talking about? The online survey conducted mid-October found 32% didn't think flu vaccine would protect them. 43% strongly believed that it would help them. Nearly half of those surveyed, 42%, thought people take the flu season too seriously. Ooh, isn't that interesting? They're not buying the propaganda. And this is really cool. Let's see. I want to get to the generational differences. We're about to head to a break here. I see that now. You're over 70. Three-quarters of the people believe that the vaccine could protect them. Gen X, only 47%. Ooh, millennials, one-third. Baby boomers was 47. I apologize. I mean, there are numbers thrown into this thing, but the good news is the younger you are, the less you trust the pharmaceutical industrial complex. There is hope for the future, my friends, except for the radiation from Fukushima. Sorry to throw that in there. Hey, we got a Mike Rowe story for you. Mike Rowe, you like that guy? Dirty Jobs after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me clear up the stats I flubbed to go into break there before we get to the micro story here. That relates to Bernie Sanders. There is a debate tonight, Republican Party, yawn, is what we say, yawn. Support for the flu shot seemed to increase with age. That was the point of it. Three-quarters of Americans 70 and older, that group, three-quarters of them said, oh, yeah, we feel the flu shot can protect me, right, protect us. The baby boomers, it was already down to 47%. So below 50% threshold for baby boomers. So they're starting to catch on. But then the one-third number was for both Gen Xers and millennials. That's where I said, you know, oh, how interesting. And then when we looked at the opposite in this thing, that was about alternative remedies, they said. If you're over 70, only 8% of you feel like homeopathic treatments could protect you from the flu. All right, can't help you. You old people, you gave up on natural healing and you went to modern medicine, and that's why you're suffering. 14% of baby boomers, 18% of Gen Xers, and here's the big leap. Millennials, almost 30% of millennials believe that things like homeopathy would help them. Now you can bring out the woo doctors. It's like, oh, these little kids today, they believe anything, right? Well, how'd that work out for the 70-year-olds that are on 10, 15, 20 different drugs? Dying a slow, painful, cancerous death, or neurological degradation, losing their mind along the ways to dementia and Alzheimer's. These are very real things, and I think if you're a Gen Xer and a millennial, you're watching your elders age in this way, like I saw when I was growing up, and saying there's something not right, and modern medicine's not the fix. The fix is in to mandate that you participate in that system that will not fix you. Now, Mike Rowe has some good common sense, and he tries to stay apolitical. You remember him from Dirty Jobs. He rips into Bernie Sanders over a tweet that Bernie sent out. Basically, college or jail. College or jail. This was Bernie Sanders' tweet. Providing a path for kids to go to the University of Iowa is a hell of a lot cheaper than providing them a path to go to jail. All right, and he hashtag Iowa caucused. So basically, you know, Bernie is a socialist, an avowed socialist. We know that. He wants, you know, college for everybody, free college for everybody. But the fact is, Bernie, and you should know this, you're an adult. There's no excuse. There is no, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Tan staffel. Somebody's going to pay. And if you're going to put these kids through college, you know probably a lot of them are going to be getting a loan. We have more college debt, loan debt? I mean, is it a trillion now already? Unfathomable. To think that everybody needs to go to university and end up in such a debt that they can't get a job with their degree and they end up never being able to pay that loan back. And Mike Rowe just went on. What happens? Is college or prison? Is that the only choice? It's college or prison? And he, again, Mike Rowe doesn't like to be political. But the idea of sending everybody to college, and you know, what happened to the concept of having a trade or being an entrepreneur? And then somebody commented on my, I think I posted it earlier today on Facebook, and they said, you know, this is probably racist because not everybody has the same opportunity as white privilege. And I'm like, I'm a bit tired of white privilege and racism on everything as well. Just be, and we don't travel down this road very often. I've talked about it over the years. I've acknowledged that soul is what's on the inside. Your pigmentation is only a pale reflection, no pun intended, of who you really are on the inside. And the experiences you have based on skin color, if you're a star-bellied sneech or a non-star-bellied sneech, I mean, these are things that have been going on since the dawn of history and humans. We're tribal in that regard. Some people never get beyond the tribal view. You know, if somebody looks different, we can't make the bridge to that. But the idea here is, Bernie, as much as you say you hate the corporations and you want to bring them into line, the only groups that would benefit via your plan to put everybody to college are the corporations. And guess what? The biggest among them are the banks, the banksters, leading up from the Federal Reserve to your local bank on up to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And they're the ones that get to keep you enslaved. And Bernie, what you will be doing is enslaving kids to a debt that they can never repay, with very rare exception, by mandating somehow that we send everybody to college because it'll be free. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Socialists got to grow up. Republicans got to grow up too, because they don't get it on modern medicine. They don't understand that we don't have a free market. We haven't had one in much of the 20th century. We've been living under medical monopoly for a long time, and Obamacare just codified it. And it could have been Bush care or Romney care. All right, is that it for politics today? I don't know. We might do some more. Oh, FDA. Does that count for politics? We got to talk FDA after this break. We'll find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Was I clear enough about Bernie Sanders' perspective and socialists need to grow up, or was I too offensive to those who are too sensitive to hear that kind of level of directness?
Yeah, I don't think you're getting a Christmas card from Bernie Sanders this year.
Yeah. Hey, am I just like Punchy McStuffins tonight? Because I feel pretty good, actually. You know, I'm standing up. I'm happy. I was out in the garden today.
Wait a minute. Standing up is dangerous. You need to sit down.
You know, I sat down before. So I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to live dangerously. I'm going to stand up tonight. Right? Fukushima is happening. Why not? Hellbent for leather. What are they? I don't even know. Do you know the origin of that term? What is hellbent for leather? What does that mean? I have to figure out origin of that state. Right. That just occurred to me.
Hold on.
Something we've heard for years and probably never knew why, and it could be a pretty scary thing. I just ask you to do something very dangerous. By the way, friends in California,
Have you noticed every time you ask me a word that you don't understand, you end up regretting that?
I do. I know. I just thought about that at that moment, but it's probably too late. You're already looking it up. All right, before you get to that, though, California parents must act by December 31st of this year to maintain vaccine exemptions. Because of SB 277, which kicks into gear, I believe, July 1, 2016, but the fact of the matter is you have to have your pre-existing exemptions filed by the 31st, and you think about it, most places are not going to be open between Christmas and New Year's, so you might want to get on the stick, so to speak. Not that I want you to send your kids to government indoctrination centers, but if you do, for any reason, get that in so it'll buy you some time until you're going to have to find another way to nullify state law at this point, much less federal law on vaccinations, even though there isn't a federal mandate yet. They're going to try. So you have to have your exemption filed really soon. So heads up, Californians. Yes, get out while you can, though. After that, get out while you can. All right, did you figure out Hellbent for Leather yet? Am I asking too much? The origin of that statement?
Hellbent for Leather is a phrase used to mean going very fast without regard to safety.
Yeah, no, I understood that. But the question is...
Derived from. Meaning the outcome of an event will be bad.
But what is the leather? Where does the leather come from? That's the thing that I don't get.
Let's see. Having an inclination or penchant towards something. And for leather, the dictionary meaning of the word for being because of or the result of, and leather when used to riding a horse.
So it's like
a crop made of leather used to spur the horse on even faster. Interesting. So it has something to do with like riding a horse.
Yeah, see, I figured there was some kind of historical perspective in that statement. I just didn't know. I was thinking in terms of motorcycles. I guess that was the modern extension
so
of that.
Okay, so I get it. After you go through all this crazy definition language that I've just spewed over the air.
Yeah.
Hellbent for leather means going to hell as quickly as possible because you're whipping the horse to get there even faster.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right, thank you. Thank you for that. By the way, Hellbent for the FDA.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
All right, friends, the FDA acted again to prevent full-on freedom of speech. Remember there was a recent lawsuit the FDA lost about a company. I don't remember the name of the company. They were pushing back on the FDA saying, hey, you can't promote your drug that way. That's not approved. And they said, hell yeah, we can. Freedom of speech. And they took them to court, and they won. And so they were allowed to do some kind of off-label promotion in violation of what the FDA says, you know, you can't do that, and suddenly they could. And there was a precedent set in a federal court over this issue. And so there was another case. I think it taught the companies, hey, maybe we could do that too. A company by the name of Pacira, I don't know if it's what kind of C it is in this, P-A-C-I-R-A Pharmaceuticals. And they have a drug specifically marketed for types of pain following the removal of bunions or hemorrhoids. Bunions or hemorrhoid pain. So it's very specific. It got approved for that. But they were basically promoting this drug, Exparel, for other types of surgical pain as well. And the FDA says, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's no evidence to support that. You can't say that. That's off-label. Only those two surgeries we mentioned can you do. So what did they do? They sued the FDA on this. And the FDA team, looking out for itself, said, we can't have another precedent. What if these guys win in court, too? Could this be the precedent that opens the floodgates for all drug companies to market their drugs however the hell they want? What's wrong with me? I'm saying hell so much tonight. Am I just because of the vaccine issue and the pediatricians? I think that's what it was. Because you know what I was thinking of?
Are you hell-bent for leather, Robert Scott Bell?
No, there's going to be hell to pay. That's what I really wanted to say.
Okay.
There will be hell to pay for these pediatricians who, despite knowing the truth, back down to their own organizations or their own trade groups or their licensing board on the issue of vaccinations, despite this doctor we mentioned at the top of the hour. We're resigning after 20 years as a fellow at the AAP. And so that's, I think this is why this is happening. I'm thinking there's hell to pay for pediatricians.
Oh,
and now, of course,
I see.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the lineage of my own thought form here today. And that explains it. I'm going back to the beginning now.
There is what I detect anyway, a silver lining to the story.
Okay.
Because obviously we are expecting the floodgates to open in regards to these free speech
off-label use, because
right.
You are the off-label super don, you know.
I hate it. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, in this case, you know, the drug industry was really looking at this real close to see whether this decision was some type of evolving view to off-label marketing and free speech for the drug industry in general. And fortunately, this judge had a little bit of foresight, and there were some related legal mumbo-jumbo that was added to this case, and they made the statement that this resolution is specific to the parties involved in this matter. So they made sure not to let anybody think that this is some type of an open thing that would set some kind of precedent that the rest of the drug industry could just pile on to.
Yeah, but they made a deal here. See, the FDA said, we're not going to let this court thing run its case because we're probably going to lose again. So they made a deal with this Pachira. And so Pachira said, okay, that's all we wanted was our ability to market this drug however the hell we wanted. And
right.
And so that's what it's an interesting thing here. But as we would argue, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? What about the marketing of non-pharmaceuticals? What about the marketing of herbs and supplements, right? The things that can do extraordinary things, even backed up by legitimate science that the FDA and the FTC prohibit you from knowing, particularly if you sell the product.
Let's just do a quick analogy here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's this drug, this Pacira, okay? The makers of Pacira say, this is good for all kinds of surgical pain.
Well, it's Exparel. Pacira is the drug maker. Exparel is the drug name.
Okay. Yeah. So the FDA jumps in and says, no, that's not approved. That's an unapproved, free speech. Oh, okay. Now, jump in there with something like, I don't know what. I mean, name something that we would recommend for surgical pain.
For surgical pain? Okay. Well, Arnica, but it's approved. So let's go Kratom.
Okay.
Kratom.
So you run out there, hey, it's good for all surgical pain. What do you think the FDA is going to say? No, you can't do that, right?
Right.
Free speech, please?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Not
but what about the drug industry? What would they say if a dietary supplement manufacturer of this thing called Kratom? Would they say, yeah, free speech, support them? Hell no, they won't.
No, because
they
it's
won't.
Only free speech if it's an approved drug. An approved
exactly.
drug means they get to put their seal on it.
Exactly, exactly. Second FDA story here, interestingly enough. Merck, and this is a Merck drug, Vytorin. If you've heard about this, it's a combination of two drugs. A statin drug and this thing called Zetia, which
they
is another
funny commercial.
Have you seen the commercial for Vytorin? Yeah. Basically, they wanted to claim that the cholesterol-lowering drug combination reduces risk of heart attacks and strokes in patients with coronary heart disease. And so they've been going back and forth on this. The advisory panel just recently said, no, we don't think the evidence is there, which is a shocker. Because how often do they kind of go, oh, man, there's a, yeah, it's almost as good as a placebo. Go ahead and give them a pass, right? And so they voted it 10-5 against Merck, against allowing Merck to make the claim, saying they weren't convinced that the benefit was clinically meaningful, especially since, guess what, some patient data was missing.
Whoops.
Oops, dog ate my homework.
Right.
Put the dog on a statin drug and it accidentally ate my homework. We just lost some of the data.
But, see,
but believe us, it was really good. The stuff we lost was really good.
Right, yeah. It proved it 100%, I promise. But here's the problem. I mean, we now have opened up what I would consider Pandora's box here.
How so?
Because the FDA, if it does not give them their stamp of being able to prescribe it for, helping to prevent coronary heart disease and strokes,
Mm-hmm.
These guys, Merck especially, I mean, these are the big guns, right? Merck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These guys could turn around, file a court case, and now there's precedence. It has been set that they should have the free speech to do so.
Right. This is it really is an interesting thing to tie together. Now, granted, the FDA could still approve it because this is just the panel, and sometimes they do go against the panel recommendations, not every time. So it is still possible FDA says, no, you had enough, and we believe you, the dog ate your homework. Go ahead, put it on the market.
And here's the thing. What's going to happen? They're going to go into a back room and they're going to say, okay, FDA, check it out. You could just approve it now, or we'll take you to court, and $3 million later, you're going to have to approve it anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's free speech. You know we're going to win.
But it's interesting how this freedom of speech only happens in the medical monopoly, right? Because if you tried to sue as a dietary supplement manufacturer, first of all, you wouldn't have the money to sue the FDA because there's not monopoly medicine money we're talking here. But they would never allow it because then they say, well, there's no scientific evidence. Even if there is, they don't allow it. The most you can do is a structure function statement, you know, stating how it impacts structure or function. Again, this is a corruption of freedom of speech. The game is rigged. Exactly, it is. Well, it's not rigged for the zombie apocalypse. A new study is out. What does it tell us about the coming zombie apocalypse? Let's check the latest medical journal to find out after this break. If you're so brave to stay tuned to the Robert Scott Bell Show, links will be up soon in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I still refuse to watch that show. I do, Super Don. Are you still? Do you catch that every week, or you've lost track of it? The Walking Dead,
you know
it is,
what?
Right?
If I had to guess, I'd say I'm about 8 or 9 episodes behind. I've been trying to get caught up. I missed it for like a year.
My wife and son still watch it every week, and I think there's now something called The Fear of how it started.
Yeah,
in LA.
I heard that they started a new one. It's like a different timeline.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I never liked zombie things from George Romero's, you know, Night of the Living Dead, all those. I just never was a zombie kind of.
The original black and white one?
Yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
I totally remember that movie.
You do, right?
What were the zombies eating in that original movie? They had to be like chicken or something.
Totally, it had to be chicken. You're right. Yeah. But now, I mean, the thing is, it's so graphic. I just, you know, the kind of thing that you see on television tonight.
Tastes like chicken.
Right. Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyway, zombie apocalypse study, guess what? Made it into the British Medical Journal, BMJ. Zombies have gone mainstream into medicine. And, you know, they actually did an epidemiological theoretical treatment and prevention article in the BMJ. Now, they claim it's all, ha, 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 it's our Christmas issue, we do silly stuff, but they still have to go through a peer review process. Now, if I haven't read the article, you'll have to see if we can find it, but I doubt that they will acknowledge that if there is to be a zombie apocalypse, the medical community is largely going to be responsible for creating it. Through zombie vaccinations, through zombie drugs, I mean, literally, converting humans into zombies is already done on a regular basis. And I'm not talking about things in Haiti. I'm talking about in the Western world sense, where you put somebody on a psychiatric medication and they can turn into a zombie. They could shoot up schools. Where, you know, these are the kind of things that are zombie-like in their behavior, whether you're eating the flesh of another, because that seems to be the thing about zombies. You eat other things like that. But the whole concept of the zombie apocalypse, as we've covered it over the last few years since it's become common in terms of a vernacular being used, it is the unconscious walking through life. And if you're not consuming your fellow man, some of your fellow men are consuming you in the midst of losing your way, losing your humanity. But the study here by Tara Smith of Kent State University even comes with meticulous footnotes citing the sources like zombie movies 28 Days Later and the one I mentioned, Night of the Living Dead. So I don't know what their conclusions are, but my conclusion is that modern medicine will precipitate the zombie apocalypse that they've already partially caused in The Walking Dead here in America. So is there an origin story, perhaps that L.A. story, the fear of the Walking Dead, maybe they'll reveal that? Will it be a vaccine, a drug, or will they pretend something else?
You know, I haven't even got caught up on the original, that I haven't bothered to even, like, try the new one. But
now, I think if they've got writers for the CDC invested in the Walking Dead shows, it's likely going to be blamed on a virus. But, you know, the virus, of course, would be precipitated by genetically engineered food, if that were the case, which they probably won't go after either. That's another thing to turn you into a zombie. Eat GMO food. Got some GMO updates next hour for sure. Big Food's got its big hands all over Congress as we head to the end of the year, so look out for that. What else do we got? Ooh, electromagnetic therapy for cancer. Is that going to be another one of those quackery stories?
Well, look at the source of the story.
No, this is going to be interesting. Oh, my gosh. Are we going to bust the quackbusters on this one?
I don't know. This might cause some heads to explode. I'm not
right?
sure.
Well, we got a cool question of the day that's more like a comment of the day follow-up, and they're really gunning for you, Super Don. Mark D. is back. He's got some words for
Mark
you.
Mark D.
He's got some words for you. That's going to be fun. Let's see. What else? Oh, we got a Star Wars story. We can't do a Star Wars. We have to do a Star Wars. Star Wars is coming out this week. The Zombie Awakens, is that what it's called? No, the Force Awakens. All right. Here we go. We're going to take a news break.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
Go ahead.
What do vegetarian zombies crave?
They don't know what.
Grains.
Very cute. Very cute. Gluten. Give me more gluten. No, don't.
Grains.
The power to not be a zombie right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.